The opening of the Mike O'Meara Show is brought to you by Vistaprint.com. If you're starting a business, as I have many times, I've been very successful in it, you need professional quality business cards. Do what millions of American business owners have done and what we all did. Use Vistaprint.com. Vistaprint has thousands of designs online, or you can upload your own artwork. Vistaprint now has an improved card with heavier stock and no price increase. And right now you can get 250 of these cards and free shipping for just $10. That's half the regular price, but you have to enter the code TMOS in the search bar in the upper right-hand corner. Check out their whole line of printed products, again, for half off these premium business cards and free shipping. Do what Mitt Romney does. Enter the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com.
Little anticlimactic after that read. I guess everyone knows by now that joining us on the phone is America's favorite second place guy.
Yep. I'm a loser.
Mitt Romney.
Well, hello there. Ah, boy, I'm exhausted.
I bet you've had yourself a week.
I haven't gotten over my exhaustion yet. I'm very, very tired. Very, very tired.
I'm sure. The
I
hear campaign it in your, takes everything out of you.
I hear it in your voice. You know how you
hello,
sound?
Boys.
You sound weary.
Hi, Mitt.
I am weary. He gets weary. After a long campaign, I'm just licking my wounds. I'm letting Ann lick some of them, too.
Hey.
Hey, just kidding. That's a little joke.
You took some time, I know, this week to have some sort of a closed circuit conference call.
Yes, I did.
Where you had an analysis, a look backward, if you will.
Well, you know, when you lick your wounds, you realize why you weren't elected president of the United States.
So much licking. Does that cause any chafing?
No, but it causes little canker sores on the end of my tongue.
Oh, dear.
I basically gave myself a cat bath after but I've gathered myself and been able to take a look back, and there's several significant reasons.
What do you
why,
think happened? What the hell happened?
Well, yeah, first of all,
hey dude, what's your deal, bro?
Well, I think you have to look at the president's appeal to his base coalition.
Uh-huh.
His base coalition was probably the primary reason he was elected.
Okay, his base coalition, his supporters.
You...
Have you taken some
the blacks?
Time-
the blacks.
Wow. Yeah. Went right to it.
There aren't
blacks.
That many blacks.
Yeah, well, that doesn't matter. He appealed to them. And
now,
in many cases where he cheated, they got 99.999% of the vote and almost 100% of the vote in certain precincts that were all black.
You're saying he cheated?
Oh, yeah.
How did he cheat?
Well, you know, I don't want to go into the details, but he cheated. I think that's obvious.
Up to.
If he didn't cheat, I'd be president of the United States. Mitt Romney, President Romney.
Mr. Romney,
yes, no shame in coming in second.
Hello, Oscar.
I was thinking about your plight and what you've been through this past election.
Yes, yes, of course.
One of the longest campaigns in presidential history.
Very long time. Yeah,
12 years,
very, very
right?
Long time.
12 years, Mitt? You've been shooting for it?
Hold on just a second.
Oh.
Good reefer.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Now,
I'm in Colorado.
I wanted to ask.
What's wild is he's not allowed to have caffeine.
Yeah,
but
thank you.
What's the upside to this? And I said, well, there's two things. One, you can go back to being as rich as you want without any shame.
This is true.
And you can go back to being as white as you want without any shame.
Thank you kindly. I appreciate that. But the fact is, I'm disappointed.
Sure.
I've been chasing this little dream for the past 40 years.
I
truly am upset that I wasn't able to get across that finish line. But I think when the president is giving free gifts to anyone that'll vote for him, you know, with immigration and with the Obamacare.
Who did he give the gifts to?
Now, I don't want to go on. I don't want to cause any controversy.
Just simple answers.
I just, my inside polling and my inside records show that the president in certain neighborhoods, especially Hispanics and blacks, gave everyone a free iPod.
Hey, what did you get?
I got nothing. I didn't even vote.
And Oscar didn't get anything.
Oscar,
and he's Hispanic and black.
If he'd let the campaign, the Obama campaign know, you'd be probably having an iPod delivered to your door right as we speak.
Hey, but you know what? It hasn't all been bad. You got a call from Bill Clinton.
I did, and he mentioned to me that if Ann spoke one more time, he'd join the Republican Party. Isn't that terrific? That's good stuff.
How did that make you feel?
And, of course, there was Hurricane Sandy.
Oh, and how does
which I don't, listen, I'm not a scientist. I've proven that before, but
really?
The fact is, I believe that the Hurricane Sandy was manufactured by the National Aeronautic Administration.
So it's actually
sure
created.
Possible.
I think
scientists.
The president had it. Look, you have to ask yourself this question.
All right,
don't you believe that the president benefited by what happened during Hurricane
so
Sandy?
So NOAA can create hurricanes?
I think that there are certain government agencies controlled by the president.
Uh-huh.
And I mean this with, you know, so I don't have all the hard scientific data in front of me, but I think that Hurricane Sandy was in some small way created by the Obama administration to make him look good. And then, of course, bribed Governor Christie with pizzas.
Oh, really?
Of course. Well, of course they did. That's, I mean, it's no secret that the man enjoys a good pizza. No, they probably just loaded up the governor's mansion in New Jersey with them.
Stacks and stacks.
Of course they stacks
flat
and stacks.
Boxes.
Oh, well, he's probably still eating them. That's what I would say.
And you're saying the president controls the weather.
I think the president can control the weather with his mood.
Now, let's go back to the fact you talk about the president.
Let's go back to that, Rob.
The president's base.
Yes, his base, the blacks.
And up to
the blacks, the minorities, and let's not forget the Obamacare for all the slackers out there, the people that don't want to work and they want everything for free. I know that. Now, listen, this is not. I've got some facts from my inside data that show me that there are slackers in this country that as soon as Obamacare was passed and made official, they're going to seriously, purposefully go out and get sick.
Really?
Now, why
yes,
why
that's
would
right.
anyone
can the
intentionally
president,
well, then why,
sick?
Do, why do my people keep telling me that there are people that are getting that free health care, sticking their fingers down their throat, trying to get medication, pretending that they've got a stomach virus?
Can the president make them sick?
With his mood.
With his mood. Now, but up to and including this election, had you ever seen a black person before?
Not really.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, we had a guy that I think was one of those mixed people.
And
he worked on the lawn. He worked on the lawn up in Winnipesaukee,
right.
And he was a nice gentleman, a very nice gentleman. And Ann used to go out and give him a nice half a glass of water.
Just a half a glass.
In the middle of a hot summer
That's
day.
So
well,
generous.
We were on a well.
When you saw the black people, was it startling?
No, and as a matter of fact, it's more curious than anything. I remember standing by my picture window at my seventh home in Lake Winnipesaukee, and asking Ann to come to the window and say, "Ann, will you look at that man? What kind of skin color is that?" It's fascinating. Yes, Oscar.
Speaking of black, your thoughts on Herman Cain?
Herman Cain, a disaster for the party.
Why?
Well, unfortunately, he really can't help but think with the little head, if you know what I mean.
Oh, his.
And that's that ran him down. But of course, he was running against me, and I beat him in the primary, in a way, it was good.
But some people would argue you're a disaster for the party.
I don't think so. I think you got that wrong, Pally.
I
truly do.
Hey,
and, I'm not here for sour grapes.
Good.
Well,
that's not what I'm
You've
here.
Given no evidence of that up till now. Why would it begin?
Yeah, a lot of bitching going on.
I would like to just. This will be my last word on this.
Okay.
I want to, from the bottom of my heart, thank all of my supporters. I'd like to thank the Republican Party. For nominating me.
Fair enough.
I would love to thank my loving, wonderful wife, Ann.
That's very nice.
And I would love to thank all of my sons, Stick, Trip, and Branch.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
How you doing?
Great. Network News, Washington. I love it. What do you do when your real life exceeds your dreams?
Keep it to yourself.
I'm a little intimidated with you.
Oh, stop it. You can't talk about feeling intimidated when you're on top of the world. It's unseemly.
I'm not buying into any of that. I have a load to learn. I'm not going to act as if...
You have the job you have.
Shut up for a second.
Okay. Pretty peppy party, isn't it, pal?
I made one rule for myself when this started, and I realized I was going to take a lot from you people because of being from sports.
And that rule was?
Never to pretend to know more than I did.
Can you name all the members of the cabinet?
Okay, let's drop it.
What?
I mean, I am not going to take a test for you. I mean, if that came up in conversation...
We're conversing. Oh, no, the names of the cabinet have slipped my mind. Say, do you know them? Okay, don't name them for me. Just tell me if you know.
Yes, Aaron, I know the names of the cabinet.
Okay. All 12?
Yes.
There's only 10.
You're feeling good, aren't you?
I'm starting to, yeah.
Coming to you live from Mike O'Mara's living room studio in the historic radio district of Manassas, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital, it's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
But there are 12 now.
Yes, that's
right. But not then.
Are there 12 now?
Maybe even 13. I haven't checked the paper.
We don't know, but I know there are more than 10.
Yeah, but I've not even claimed. claimed. I've never claimed to know.
I know. Do you know how many there are?
I don't, but I know we have at least 11 because of Homeland Security. The addition of
there. Let me see.
Only 10.
All right, I'm going to try this before I even read the sponsor. Can you bring up my gain a little bit?
Yeah, you sound like ass. Yeah.
I sound like total. What happened yesterday?
Nothing was touched.
Oh Jesus,
that's the worst thing that can happen. Right.
You know, you sound like muffled. A little
I do.
Muffled.
I do. So it's a high end. So we're going to try to get this figured out. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, and let me see. All right, I'm going to go through. We have labor.
Yes.
Uh-huh. HHS, Health and Human Services. Is
right,
that still
right,
there?
Yeah. Right.
We have Homeland Security. That's a new one.
That's new. Shiny.
We've got
agriculture.
Interior. Exterior.
Housing.
Housing and Urban Development.
I believe so.
That's called HUD.
So, right.
We've got state.
Hey, what
we've
about
got defense?
Defense.
Isn't there? Is the FCC anything?
No.
Is the UN ambassador a cabinet post? No, it's not.
Okay.
No.
I don't know. Hold on. I'm going to go in there.
It's got to be a communication.
Our show today
is
brought to you by Encore Insurance Services.
Encore!
LLC. They are official sponsors of our live stage show in Reno. Might want to stop saying that because we're no longer doing our live stage show.
Well, they're still very proud of the fact that they sponsored our trip.
They made it possible. It's just a matter of
that kind of week. Okay. Even if you already have life insurance, you might be paying too much.
Encore
may be able to help you, just as they've helped Oscar Santana. For a free quote, visit smartterm.com or call 866-347-5748. They'll compare rates to help you save. Licensing and disclaimer info at smartterm.com. Yes, Oscar.
I keep doing this bit with Shannon because, you know, she's not the beneficiary of my policy.
She's very sad about
that. Nah, we're not married. It doesn't matter. And I say, look, babe, you might not get the cash, but you can have my Series 1 and Series 2 of my garbage pail kid collection. And I said,
which will be worth hundreds of thousands of dollars someday.
And I said that to her, and she looked at me, and then I guess 2 days later she looks it up and she just says, I'm sick. Like, I'm a sick man.
Yes,
those are valuable treasures.
Do you really have them?
Yes, I do.
Good for you.
But the windfall from your Encore insurance life insurance policy that you got for practically nothing.
Pennies.
Who, if you are hit by the train, who is going to be the beneficiary? Is it your mother?
My brother.
His brother.
It's your brother.
The responsible one.
Your brother.
Hector Santana.
Hector's going to get it.
As I tell Mrs. O'Mara quite often.
Oh, she on the list?
If you divorce me, you will get very little. If you figure out a way to murder me, you may get a great deal.
And if you fall off a train, it's double indemnity.
Yes.
I've seen it in a movie.
This is true.
Did you have Secretary of State?
And the interesting thing is, in the last few days, Mrs. O'Mara, I think, has been thinking about ways to murder me.
Secretary of the Treasury?
Justice.
Justice and Treasury.
Whatever. Let's move on, shall we? 866-347-5748. They'll compare rates to help you save. Licensing and disclaimer info at smartterm.com. We are so proud and grateful to be sponsored again by Encore Insurance Services. Let me go right into it.
Thank you to Encore for making our trip to Maine possible last summer.
Copy changes.
I left that in intentionally because I was awaiting instructions to remove it. I considered.
Who do you get those instructions from?
From Mark.
Ah,
because the sponsor.
Buzz has just squarely thrown you under the bus,
but,
Mr.
But
Ross.
No, it's up to the sponsor. If they want it in, we leave it in.
Choo.
Well, no, it's not up to the sponsor.
Funny,
when you have a this is just like saying that the sponsor that you do a car ad for is having a promotion on the weekend, and then Monday the promotion's over and the ad is still in there. That's not up to them to do that. That's up to the people at the radio station to
do it. Yes, that's the old WJFK
way. So it's really not up to Encore to say, we're still talking about Reno, Nevada a week after it happens. That is not up to the sponsor.
I listen to the people who write the checks.
No, but you can't do that. You're wrong. Yeah. You're digging your heels in and you're wrong.
That was the
This is Encore. Proud sponsor of our live stage show, November 10th.
Oh,
the date is in the even in there.
Oh, well, then
at Circus in Reno.
That's squarely on me.
Very thank
I thought
you.
I had removed
thank
that.
Thank you. That's
Mike, I'll have that
all
changed.
My apologies.
I'll have that changed right away.
Let's get right on
I'll
it.
I'll see that the proper parties are punished.
Get right on that.
I think it's
get
fine.
It right out to the fans.
I think it's no problem.
That's terrific. let me see. Cabinet position.
Yes.
All right, hold on.
Is there a missionary position?
We thought of several more, as you may have heard.
Right, hold on just a second.
Don't you think that that's the fleecing of America, though?
The cabinet?
Yes.
Well, you know, you sound like
I think that Oscar's just excited.
You sound like a Republican.
I think Oscar's just excited to use the word fleecing.
How is it a fleecing?
Well, because the cat, one, if you hire a CEO and they change every 3 to 4 years, then you're doing something wrong. You want a CEO to stay there for as long as possible if he's doing something right.
Well, that's not how the government
works. Cabinet positions change almost every 2 to 3 years.
President Barack Obama and Vice President Joe Biden, and they're posing here with the full cabinet for an official group photo in the grand foyer of the White House on July 26, 2012.
Foyer.
All right, we have the Vice President. I say foyer.
I say foyer.
You say foyer, you old queen.
Can you do a ding for people lobby. We know that are on their way out, the people that are leaving?
You know, like hit a bell when somebody's going to be departing.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, here we go. State Department, Hillary Clinton.
Yes.
Ding.
See you later, Kinkles.
Department of the Treasury. Now count them on your hand, Rob.
Okay. Well, if you go over 10, I might have to unzip.
State Department, Hillary Clinton. She's leaving.
Right.
Department of the Treasury, Timothy Geithner. He's leaving.
Right.
Defense, perhaps Leon Panetta leaving.
Oh, please. He's out of there.
He's getting an adventure show on CBS.
Department of Justice, Eric Holder. He's leaving.
Right.
So long. Pain in the ass.
Pain in the ass.
Department of the Interior. Kenneth L. Salazar,
he's a dick.
I think he's staying.
Hey, Salazar, you're such a dick.
Department of Agriculture. Who can tell me who's head of agriculture?
No idea.
Hank Kimball. No
Thomas
idea.
J. Vilsack.
Ah, sounds like an agriculturist.
Thomas J. Vilsack.
I had that examined
at
the doctor yesterday.
Six now, I think.
Yeah.
You
think?
Yeah.
I gave you a task.
I know,
but
I
count on your hands,
and then you
mocked me for it, and then you didn't. You weren't able to pull it.
I need one of the hands to run the
sound. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Uh-huh. Six.
Six. I was right.
We're at six with Vilsack. Okay. Seven. Department of Commerce. Rebecca Blank.
Okay. Or what are you? Okay. Jean Rayburn.
She writes a lot of checks. Get it? That's seven. Department of Labor. Hilda L. Solis.
Hello, this is Hilda.
Department of Health and Human Services, Kathleen Sebelius.
Yes. Yes.
I like her.
Yeah, I think that's Oscar's sister.
Department of Housing and Urban Development, Sean L.S. Donovan.
Ten.
Department of Transportation, Ray LaHood.
Yeah. He's leaving.
I like that.
He's leaving. That's a ding.
Department of Energy, Secretary Stephen Chu.
Funny. He doesn't. No. Nah, skip it.
And he had a television show named after him.
Yes.
The Chew.
That's 12.
I love that show.
I thought that show was about Mark.
Department of Education, Arnie Duncan.
13. He's leaving.
He's a stain. That's
Department
a
of Veterans Affairs, Eric K. Shineski.
Hey, speaking of Veterans Affairs, what's going on with Petraeus?
Department of Homeland Security.
Yes.
She's Box.
Yeah.
Janet Napolitano.
She's out. And a lot of people don't know she had 15 hit records.
Her name will come up in the show later on. And the following positions have the status of cabinet rank.
So we're at 15
right now. That's 15 official cabinet
rank. White House Chief of Staff, Jack Lew. Environmental Protection Agency Administrator, Lisa P. Jackson. Office of Management and Budget, Jeffrey Zients.
What? Spell it.
Z-I-E-N-T-S.
Zients.
United States Trade Representative, Ambassador Ronald Kirk. United States Ambassador to the United Nations. She's very controversial right now, Susan Rice.
Right.
Rice.
Council of Economic Affairs, Council of Economic Advisors Chairman Alan B. Kruger.
Oh, yes, this is time to advise her president.
And finally, Small Business Administration Administrator Karen G. Mills.
Okay, that's seven more, 7 plus 15,
22. All right, so it's 15 regular cabinet positions.
Right.
See, you learn something every day on this show.
Yeah, I think we should go home
now.
On
my count, seven of them are changing.
Yes, which is not abnormal in an administration in a second term.
Especially
you usually get a turnover.
Yeah.
That happens because now the reason you're seeing so many of them, Oscar Santana, is because that is now acceptable. You are accepted. It's a very trying job to be a cabinet secretary. Yeah. And so that happens with administration after administration that, hey, I've done my duty for 4 years. Right. I'm going to get the hell out of there. And then in many cases, you have one or two that are leaving for, you know, other reasons. There might be a controversy or something.
Or in the case of Kankles, who you were glad to get rid of, this may free her up to run for president in 16.
Or start a podcast.
Yeah. I'd vote for that.
Either one, both, really.
Well, Mike,
are you ready to change the topic? Because I have a transition here.
Yes, change the topic, please.
And now, more.
It's a long one. I like your sitcom
one?
Transitions.
Light, fluffy ones.
No?
No, I know.
Grassy.
You know the one I'm looking for.
Yeah, a little less horn.
I know the one you
the Raymond one.
Everybody loves Raymond,
right,
that kind of transition.
Just a moment. I have it right here.
Let's get that one on, and then I'll be happy.
All right. The Raymond is a...
All right. Well, that was the cabinet secretaries, and now it's on to the meat of the show. On the program today, we're going to talk about Crossfire Hurricane.
Uh-huh.
Yes. I have strong views on that.
Do you really?
Alleged documentary.
Oh,
the Middle East, I got some theories on that. a major, major news story that we are going to be all over. General Petraeus, we're going to talk about whether the scandal is going to really happen or not.
Happy Friday.
And what's going on?
We're all about fun today.
Lincoln.
Where your friends
I want to go see Lincoln today. Anybody want to go see Lincoln today?
Spoiler alert.
What? No, anybody want to go see Lincoln?
No. I would, but I got to do the thing.
Let me make a phone call.
All right. Lincoln at, you might be, it's 12:50.
That's actually probably better for me.
Okay. All right. Let's get in.
Don't sit in the balcony.
I won't sit in the balcony. message to my Red Sox, a little gentle message that I have for them. The Today Show misses again. Just the day after I give it its props, they miss. And
who got it? Did they get happy or did you get happy?
I got happy. I thought they really had turned a corner.
They had a day.
They're the same a-holes that they have been.
Sure.
They miss all the time. They have today, and this will be perhaps every day I'll have something to say about the Today Show, but they have this moment today that actually moved me. And it was the swearing in of new citizens, and it was absolutely well done until A, they overhyped it.
Yes.
And B, they trot out Lee effing Greenwood.
Yep.
And I went, oh my God, it's 30 years. And he comes out with his dyed black hair and he comes out to sing God Bless the USA. And I'm like, and he can't sing anymore. It was so depressing.
But I think it is really
so
great.
So schlocky.
I think it was great that in a brief, brief turnaround, Oscar was able to come all the way down from Rockefeller Center and make it back to the show on time.
When I got sworn in as a citizen,
yes,
it was so important that I flew down for the day to get that done from Boston.
Right. This was a moment
I'm telling you, like, my mom was like, you have to do this. It was the middle of the
this was so
year.
So wonderful. Yeah. And you know what? This is, we just have to be reminded about it sometimes. And they had an opportunity to just put it out there. And I said, I screamed, I think, at one point. I'm like, just show the faces. You don't need Lee Greenwood. You don't need God Bless the USA.
Story speaks for itself.
The overhype when you have them all seated in a square formation waving small American flags.
I was fine with that.
I hated that.
I was fine with that.
That spoke to me as radio promotion. So, hey, man, you got to sit down. Here's a flag. You got to
shake it. So they go down the line, and they all, you get Matt, you get Savannah, you get Acne Al, and then you get.
Why Acne Al?
Acne Al. Do you ever see when it goes football? All night in America, and they zoom in on what looks like seriously a street that's been bombed out in Beirut.
Oh, his new nickname.
That chin.
His new nickname is Paco.
Oh, my God. It grosses me out. I don't mind it. You know, the guy's a good broadcaster. You just don't zoom in on that mug.
That also takes away from what these people have been through to become citizens. Most of them have waited their entire, either adult lives or their. Since they were 15, to actually be in that position.
And they covered that. And they actually did a nice job covering it. But when they went to the stand-up, first of all, they probably did about 3 or 4 teases before you get right to it. So they're milking it to get commercial, which is just horrible.
The end of the 8 o'clock hour, they finally got to it.
I don't know.
So like 2 hours leading up.
And then they all have to say their little something. And it was fine up until they get to a woman who you think Barack Obama's attached to a teleprompter. Please. Just don't let Natalie Morales do anything on that show anymore. Because
really like
she is so zzz, zzz, and she's like, and I'm sure there won't be a dry eye in the house when we do that. It's like, thank you for realizing that an emotional moment is ruined as soon as you identify it as an emotional moment.
It's not her fault, though.
She's such a
dope. No, it's not her fault. She was put there because her name's Morales.
Well, no, she was put there because she's the anchor, news anchor on the Today Show.
Well, that's
and they do this. And then it's like, and I say,
at least she got rid of her bangs.
And then they say, please welcome Lee Greenwood. And I went, okay, they've ruined it. They've schlocked it, and they completely. And that's why I hate the Today Show. It's the land of nerds. It's not snappy and funny. It's just ridiculous.
Well, they've been number one for too long,
right?
And it's like they don't even know how to do it anymore.
And then you go over to Good Morning America, and you realize we really don't have a good morning news show.
Although
in
I really
America
like
anymore
like,
at all.
I like the CBS set. The CBS
I
morning
never
set
CBS.
Is really
with Charlie Rose.
Yeah, but that's the
looks
problem.
Looks like Abe. Vigoda.
Well,
Excuse me.
I watched 2 hours of the CBS Sunday Morning. I thought I was watching Lincoln. Turned out it was Charlie Rose.
I thought they still carried Captain Kangaroo.
I do love the CBS Sunday Morning.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, good morning.
That's wonderful, and it's a well-written program. I like that, but just a note to them. Yeah, I was so touched, and, you know, you talk about flying down for that day. You look at the faces of people, and it really is wonderful, I think, on a network, even though I'm going to slam them for the way they did it, at least they did it, because it reminds the rest of us just what a big deal it is for people to become citizens.
It's still a dream for people in other countries to come to the United States and see how bad morning television
is. I didn't know that they do that, and I wonder if they make them all stand up for the different countries that they're from. I wonder if they don't do that.
No.
They just like bring you in.
You go to a federal courthouse,
right?
And then you go into the courtroom, and you have everybody there. When I was there, it was a lot of Middle Eastern folk and a lot of my folk and some Africans there as well. I'm Africa from the continent, not black.
Right.
And we sat there, and the judge got up. Gave a wonderful speech.
Was it you and who else?
Was probably 30 other people.
But, in your family?
My mom, my dad, and my sister came down from college.
Family.
And you, of course,
Hugh Grant.
Colin Firth. Now, did you have to get sworn in, or were you born?
You get sworn in. The process started.
But you had to do it, right?
I had to do it.
Right. Okay, so you should appreciate it more than anybody else.
Oh, yeah, I did. That's what my account was. That was that I know that my mom had started the process when I was 6 years old.
Wow.
And I had to wait till I was 18 to get it, because you have to be 18.
12 years of study and no Santa.
And you had, I had my green card for a long time.
Wow.
And
we forget that.
And when I got sworn in, I was 18 and a douchebag, so I was like, Mom, can't we just postpone it? I can come
some
other time.
Oh, you blew it
off. No, and she said, "Are you kidding me?" She's like, "You don't understand. Yeah. You have to fly down for
and
this."
And do you have to learn American history and
a quiz? You actually take a test.
Yeah,
I took a test in Baltimore.
People should be aware that there are people that are that are not citizens that serve their country that that are here as non citizens that are in the military. I didn't even know that. So you're going to college.
Yeah.
You got a full public education. You went to you were an educated guy, and but you still have to wait till you're 18
years
old.
You have to wait.
He had to take the test in Baltimore. But you say now. Who was the first president of the United States?
Hello. We have a few questions about our Constitution.
I was nervous when I walked in. I was 16 when I took it.
And did you have to take the test?
I took the test.
And is it an arduous test? Or
It's not as hard. Whatever you learn in high school, you would probably be able to.
Do you remember any of the questions?
It was just, when the country founded.
Okay.
President of the United States.
Yeah. But what happens because of that is a lot of immigrants know some of the basics of American history better than we do.
Yep.
Yeah.
And in fact, many immigrants speak English or American better than Americans.
I just loved watching the faces, and I was enjoying it so much. Mm-hmm. And Carla looks over at me and says, "Oh, you're in one of those moods, aren't you?"
Oh, dear.
Because I was a little Irish, getting a little verklempt.
Our little Haitian boy is going to go.
Were there any Irish people being sworn in?
Yeah, there was one Irishman that had like a soccer scarf from his team wrapped around his head.
I was hoping he would have been dressed like a 1930s newsboy.
No.
Holding up a leprechaun.
No,
a leprechaun would be great.
That's television. There you go. And so they show him, and they bring Lee Greenwood on, and it just ruined the moment for me.
I get that.
You don't say, but see, this is the problem, I think, with a lot of these oversimplified morning news shows. They have to put everything into their perfect, neat little box.
It's gotta be presented,
and they're afraid. They don't respect the intelligence of the American people. I would have appreciated them just showing a regular ceremony.
We didn't need
Janet Napolitano to be there. But, bringing a dignitary in would have been a nice thing. But when they brought up Lee Greenwood,
he's a dignitary.
Oh, God,
what if they let Lee Greenwood do the actual swearing in?
You know, that show, that music, as far as that he wrote 30 years ago, Lee Greenwood, that song to me is the equivalent of pandering at a stage show.
I agree.
Hey, it's great to be here in Reno.
Anyone here from Reno?
Because for you to criticize it makes me ask, why do you hate America?
No, I don't hate America, but I never liked that song.
I know.
I always, from the very first time I heard that song, I thought that was a pandering song.
Yeah. Oh, clearly.
And, but then again, if everybody thought that every patriotic song was a pandering song, there would be no patriotic song.
I got to introduce Greenwood once at a Redskins game.
You did.
And have you ever heard the sound of 80,000 people being disappointed at once?
Really?
That's what I heard.
I still don't know who he is.
He's a guy with a voice like Michael Bolton.
Now it is. And it used to be a voice, right?
No, I don't think he ever had a voice.
Kind of a second-rate country singer.
I mean, when he recorded that song 30 years ago, he sounded exactly the same way. And it's just, you have it?
Of course.
Oh, gosh. Don't play it.
No, I don't want to play it.
I just got to hear it. Come on.
You've never heard God Bless the USA?
You've
heard God Bless.
You'll know it when you hear it. They play it at the 4th of July every year.
I didn't know he was that famous.
He's a one-hit wonder. He's no different than John Fred in the Playboy Band.
Oh, I know this guy. I've seen him.
Oh, I disagree. If
tomorrow. Oh, it's so hacky. Hacky.
So that's why I cut it. Because otherwise I'll be not patriotic if you keep playing it in the background, Rob. Where's the button? Turn it off.
Why do you hate America?
Jesus. I don't hate America. I hate it when I give a cue and it's not taken. Anyway.
Happy Friday.
Yeah, it's a happy Friday. It's a joyous Friday here. So other than that, I just wanted to another... As I continue down my list of negativity,
yes,
I would like to send a message out to my beloved Boston Red Sox for their postseason. Do something!
But yeah, the good news is, Mike, so far this year, and I checked the paper today, so far undefeated.
Yeah, they're getting me very frustrated. Listen, when you have a losing season like the Red Sox have, you get, you know, because I'm a Red Sox fan that doesn't really care for, you know, overwhelming success. You have a fatalistic attitude.
Right.
Even with World Series victories. Now that they have lost, now everybody in Red Sox Nation is very interested again and very excited again. Mm-hmm. And you're hearing things like... no dramatic moves. Don't jeopardize the future with quick fix solutions. Everything I'm hearing to me for an organization in baseball, that tells me that means they can sit on their hands and do absolutely nothing.
Don't spend money.
Has it been harder since they won the World Series?
No. It's been.
I know it was great for you when they won the World Series, but that added something new to the drink because you just knew for so many years they were going to screw you.
Well,
and then they win, and then it's like, well, now where do we go from here?
No, what it is with the Red Sox is when they won, and they won two very close together, 04 and 07, you've got a situation now where the fact that they had a disastrous season, I mean, just a complete meltdown, 2 years in a row. The one was like losing it at the end of the year before, and then they bring in Bobby Valentine. He has a totally disastrous season. Now it's kind of like they've gotten me interested again.
Yeah.
They've got to lose a little bit to make me...
You like when they lose. Whether or not you admit it,
like
that's what you like.
I like the struggle.
Was
like
it because Epstein left or whatever his name was?
I think they overreacted when Epstein and Terry Francona left, and I think that's what does it.
But Epstein now they, said, you know, so I'm going to leave now?
The only way that I can tell you that it works is I go and I look every single day and I look at it and I kind of say, are they doing anything? Yeah. And the fact that I'm checking now means I'm back to where I was. So that means I might have a nice year, a nice fun year.
The Red Sox are the guy and the wife beater, and you just don't want them to kick you out of the house. You're happier now because they've beaten you again.
Black in my eye.
They hit you, and it felt like a kiss.
It's sick, though.
It really is.
You're absolutely right,
but that's
totally sick.
It's what it is. I do think what happened is when they won the two, they picked the scab twice.
Yeah, you're right.
Because it would have been just nice. You're going to watch your ball game a few nights a week.
Now that they've hit me again,
I can go back to the normal. Please.
I'll be going back to figuring out how to get down there because I'd like to see him.
You like the struggle and the fight and the loss and the disappointment.
Struggling. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, we'll discuss Petraeus and is there really anything there as far as a scandal. Also want to talk about that chick Jill Kelly a little bit.
Yeah.
And a huge news story, more important than all of it, when we come back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I'm real excited because I'm getting a soda stream.
Yeah!
And I'm making soda for everybody.
Yay!
There you are.
Yes, everybody here is going to get soda.
Can we request flavors?
You bet you can. Absolutely.
I want grape.
You want grape soda?
Oh, I do, yeah.
You got it.
Strawberry.
Our show is brought to you by SodaStream. Now you can have your own soda made fresh at home for about 25 cents a can. I understand that this is so cheap compared to buying regular soda.
Oh, yeah.
I know you don't have to haul cases of soda
if
you have a family that drinks it.
That's huge.
For me, it's being a little kid and making your own soda.
That's right.
SodaStream is the ultimate holiday gift. Having a SodaStream means no more lugging, disposing, more room in your refrigerator. The new SodaStream Source, that's the machine. It's fast, it's easy, and the lighted carbonation indicator. Can't wait to get this. The lighted carbonation indicator creates the right amount of fizz every time.
Fizz!
Mark knows that I'm legit about this because I've asked him about it every day for 2 weeks.
Yep. That's right.
It couldn't be easier. Fill a bottle with cold water, snap it into the machine, and push a button to carbonate your choice of flavors. I already know exactly what I'm going to do.
What?
You know I have those little things that I squirt into my water to flavor my water?
Yes, I'm sure I know what
you
mean.
I'm going to carbonate it.
It's going to be great.
It's so great. Make my own soda flavor.
You can do that.
What I'm going to have iced tea soda.
What little things are you talking about? That you
flavor packets.
The little
but
packets.
They have their own.
It's another. Oh, they do?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, oh that's even
they do.
Better.
They
I can't wait for that. I might have mentioned that. That's kind of like what I do that they do. Anyway, and make your own healthier soft drinks without aspartame or high fructose corn syrup. Mm-hmm. About the size of a coffee maker, and it comes in a choice of handsome styles and colors. Right. Bed Bath & Beyond is where you can get it, or Target or Walmart or Macy's or Kohl's. And visit SodaStream.com to find a story near you. Smart, simple soda.
Yay.
We have a major... Yes, Oscar.
Oh, no,
Santana.
Go ahead.
No, you go right ahead.
No, I quickly just wanted to thank Zoolander, first of all, because I know he's here today, for all the help he gave us at the Reno
Hey,
show.
Zoo, come in here.
Yeah, he
and
sure did.
I also want to thank Katie Cole, who came in, who's leaving for Pennsylvania
Katie,
today.
Come in here. Interns are great interns that have been with us for a long time.
If you are
come
within,
in here.
If you are within the sound of our voices...
You normally you have to wait.
Dick.
At least wait till he gets in.
Come,
here.
Come sit, yeah. Stay.
Yes. What are they doing? Out there? Did they go out there?
They're right
here comes.
Here.
Come on in here, Zoolander.
There he is. Yes.
Sit down,
Eric Zoolander.
Katie, sit down with him.
And
go
Katie
ahead.
Cole.
Sit right on his lap.
Take
no big deal.
Sit on his lap.
Yeah, why not? You guys are friends.
Sit on his lap.
They're brothers.
So sit on his lap. It won't matter to him.
They're both so thin. They're both so thin they can share a chair.
What a lot of people don't realize is they were in the kitchen swapping jeans.
All right, let's start with Katie because Katie is moving on to a radio job. She is interned
like?
For us and been around this show for a very long time.
When did
time.
You start with us, Katie? Was it 5 years ago? 4 years ago?
2009.
Wow.
2009.
Oh, wow.
Over 3 years.
No. And you know what? It's really been a joy to have both of these two with us. I'm so glad you brought it up.
Thank you.
Because, you know, they're both friends. They're, yeah. It's, it starts as interns, and some of them hang around, some of them don't hang around, but you got to be kind of good at what you do, mm-hmm. and you kind of got to be cool and hang and have a good time with us to become our friends. And that's really the way we look at both Zoo and also Girl, because really, you guys have been around this show for a long time. We're going to start with Katie. You are going to begin your real radio career by being on the air,
yes.
and also the promotions director up at a station. What's it called? Happy?
It's Happy 92.7.
Happy 92.7 in Erie, happy. Pennsylvania.
Yeah. I never miss a night.
Congratulations.
I love it. It's a great radio station.
Unlike your brother Zoolander here, who is not smart enough not to be getting into the radio business.
I got into grad school yesterday.
Congrats.
There's no future in that.
Where are you going to be going to grad school?
Mason.
Yeah.
Two times a charm.
Yeah, second time's a charm.
That's great. So that is very, very cool. And Katie, you're going to be working with our old producer, Beth Ann McBride, up there, who you said goes as a new name. What is it?
Sherry McBride.
Sherry McBride.
Sherry McBride in the morning. Yeah.
Sherry McBride. Well, good luck to you up there in Erie. Don't be a stranger. Come back and visit us, okay? Cool. Especially like for hockey games and stuff like that.
If people want,
if there's a season.
I know. Katie's as bummed as I am.
Katie, if people want to follow you, how can they follow you?
The Girl KC, just initials KNC on Twitter.
Okay, perfect. At The Girl KC. Uh-huh.
Cool. All right. Thank you, Katie, and good luck, and say hi to BA up there for
yes.
us.
Yes,
right. Now, Zoolander, you are Oscar's absolutely right. We you know, you are a huge part
my partner in
of our support
crime.
Staff. In fact, really
he partnered with me for a while too.
Did so much for us. I don't think I mentioned you on stage in Reno. Right. And I should have. And did you have a good time in Reno?
I had a great time.
And did you bump into Mr. Spiewak at all?
Only a couple times.
But we were playas.
We did.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Lots of the hand gestures.
Actually, what Eric saw is he saw the magic of Dennis Murphy. Is he saw
lack.
Dennis come and sit at a table and watch me lose 10 consecutive hands, and then Dennis left, and I won 10 consecutive hands.
Had you ever
hands.
Met Dennis Murphy before?
Yeah, he didn't come to the stage show. No, he was here for Christmas one time.
He
right?
brought
what,
yeah.
What yeah. holiday?
The greatest thing
go
about-
ahead. We'll edit it and
f*** you, Rob.
The greatest thing about Zoolander
he
being
said,
in Reno
Merry Christmas to you too.
Is that Zoolander has this, and Mike we,
what night did you spend the night with Zoolander in Reno? What
no,
was
we didn't
that
spend
night?
We hung out a lot. We had breakfast. We had a lot of meals together.
But, sure. Lots of eating, Mike.
But yeah. Zoolander, he's got this dickish side to him.
No! He does. That's why I love the kid.
But it doesn't stop. Like yes. It's just perfect at
right.
all times.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he is a big fan of yours, as at one point when we ran into you after you stayed up all night. He said, he goes,
31 hours.
He goes, Oscar, Mike wins.
I did go. I still, at 53 years of age, I'm not going to be able to tell you how I pulled that without narcotics. I don't know how I did. And you know what? The only way I come at this, it's only got to be one thing. It's got to be adrenaline from the show.
It's why we're still screwed up this day, because we ran on 3 days of adrenaline.
And, I mean, I was, and it wasn't just staying up for 31 hours. It was staying up for 31 hours, like mainlining vodka and soda.
Going, go,
just
go
like this. I still don't know how it happened, but I see both Oscar and Zoolander out in the hallway outside the buffet, you know, and we're, Carl and I, at 11 o'clock in the morning, we're going, had gone up to freshen up to come down and eat in 31 hours. I'm like, hi, guys, how are you? And there they were. It was an incredible
time. Why did you guys think we were banging? Because we were together all the time?
It's because I always make that joke.
Oh, right. Yeah.
You see, you know, I got the two metrosexuals working with their wide eyes, walking through the hallway. like two cartoon characters.
Having their hair done. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
But, you know, really, one of the things, that if there was one thing I could think of that didn't happen the way I wanted it to happen, when we got to the performance space at Circus, there was no cell phone service at all.
Right.
And we were 10 minutes away from anywhere that had it.
Yeah, we could get it in our rooms, but when you got down into the common
areas, the lobby was dicey.
Yeah.
And we had so much to do that required that kind of communication. Mm-hmm. Everything I asked Eric to do done in a timely fashion, and it honestly wouldn't have happened without Eric. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Eric. That's
The beauty about these two, and then let's stop the ass kissing. But
they're interns, and how often do interns get their asses kissed?
Yeah, we've only had two for the past 3 years.
That's right. Remember, we don't pay. This is his pay.
Yes.
No, but seriously, the great thing about working with these two is that they just get things done. You don't have to tell them more than once, you know, if you need some help. And and then they not only do what you ask, they go above and beyond.
And
that.
That's so rare.
It is rare.
Now, you're going on to your radio career up in Erie with really one of the hardest working people I've ever met in my career, who is Beth Ann McBride. Mm-hmm. And so that's going to be somebody that...
But what does she work towards?
Stop. Behave yourself. I'm trying to be nice. She's going to mentor you, and I think that you're going to do very well with her. I mean, she's somebody that knows how to get it, and she works her butt off, and that's kind of the way it works in this business, unless you have a living room show. As far as your degree, what are you going to be getting your degree, your master's degree?
Accounting. I'm going to continue accounting.
Good. Well, see?
Yeah.
I hope our paths will cross again.
Yeah.
We can always use an accountant.
We can. Account for yourself.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And what about dental hygiene? Are you going to be involved? Stuff in the both of you get out of here. Wow. Thank you very much. Bye. That's Zoolander and girl.
Thank you guys,
Katie and Eric.
Thank
there
you both.
They go.
Good luck to you both.
Zoolander
thank you
can very still much. Stay though, right?
What's
still
that?
Come in and help out.
Yeah.
Zoolander has Katie and Zoolander have like a lifetime
free pass.
Ticket,
right?
Yes.
You know what? Come back in here, both you guys. I have an official announcement to make.
Here we go.
I love
big
official announcement.
It's the first time and the first award of its kind for the Mike O'Mara Show podcast / radiocast, whatever.
Right.
Yes.
We convey upon Eric and Katie lifetime intern status.
Hey!
Yeah.
Interns for life.
What that involves is they can come to all functions. They can assist at any time. And they have the full privilege.
It's a golden ticket.
That's the way. That's now strong. Get the hell out of here.
Congratulations, right, guys.
There they go.
Good work, kids.
There they go. So long, Eric. So long, Katie. Fantastic.
If they had kids, they would be those little people put on the back of their minivan.
They would look like photographs.
Stick figures,
yeah. How did interns so thin attach themselves to a show where the host is so fat?
I know. They come in and looks like a box of semicolons. It's just fat, skinny.
Got just a second here for the main news story of the day. We will not get to Petraeus.
Main
bummer. I know you're bummed about that.
Main the state or our main like primary news story?
This is a national news story.
Okay.
And I know you've seen it, Rob. I know everybody's seen it. Hostess is going out of business.
No!
Hostess is going out of business.
Making it officially the worst 3 weeks for Chris Christie ever.
Really amazing. Yeah, this is a union dispute where, you know, I'm reading from the anti-union people. There are a lot of anti-union folk on Facebook, so I might be skewed in what I'm getting from it. But apparently this is over a 2% reduction in pension,
with the Bakers Union.
The Bakers Union.
They've had ongoing trouble with unions in recent years.
And the CEO went, that's it. I mean, he said on the Today Show, I watched him today, he said, nope, it's over. So no coming back. But somebody will buy.
Absolutely.
And this
No one fought this?
Good news for Trip. Twinkies will still be around. Twinkies, Ho-Hos, Ding Dongs, all of those brand products will be purchased by another company, probably Nabisco or one of those.
CBS. I know that we're a little lean in the till right now after Reno, but I just want to say, I think we ought to save our money up. This ought to be another venture, yes.
So what do? We do the
just
podcast.
Just the Twinkie.
We do the podcast from 11 till noon. We take like 20 minutes to upload, and then the rest of the afternoon we spend baking?
No, I'd like to make Mike O'Mara Twinkies now that Hostess
is they're
going
not
going to
sell you the Twinkies without the snowballs.
Oh, well.
I do believe
snowballs.
That Zoolander is the Mike O'Mara Twinkie.
Oh, come on.
That's nasty. On that note, good luck, Hostess.
Yeah. But it's sad, right?
Go ahead.
A company that's been bankrupt twice. They fought for bankruptcy twice.
Yeah.
And now they're going through labor disputes, and it seemed to me when I saw that, I said that this guy's just fed up with it. He's like, we're broke,
and
you're fighting.
Does anybody know what a packet of Twinkies, like the 2-pack of Twinkies, cost today? Like,
I'll
if you're going to a store,
you.
I'd love to know, because I haven't bought them in years. They're not good for you. But as a kid, I remember buying them, and I remember the price on the package when I was a kid. Are you ready?
But why does that ever stop you from going out to McDonald's every Thursday? You go out there and you mainline your quarter pounder every
$1.25.
I don't do a quarter pounder. I do a cheeseburger or a double cheese, and that's it.
Okay,
and that's once a week.
So I think if you put a double cheese. Cheeseburger next to a Twinkie, you might have
same
a pretty good
heart.
There's much more fat and stuff in the McDonald's. I know that.
Yeah,
but there's protein.
That's my indulgence as opposed to going all sugar.
And I think if you went with a Twinkie, you know, being our age, you know, you might have a preservative.
How much do you think Twinkies cost when I was a kid?
Oh, okay. Eisenhower. Let me add some math.
Right.
Black and white.
Was it two pelts?
Swimming naked. 25 cents.
Half that. 12 cents.
12 cents.
Wow, they made 12-cent coins then.
Yeah,
that's not bad at all.
That's 6 cents a Twinkie.
You know, honor of that, we ought to next week, perhaps on the show, we ought to all have a Twinkie.
You know what? On our
Bring your favorite Hostess cake.
Bring your favorite Hostess cake.
I love
cake.
It.
Good, because you know what? Twinkie, not my favorite.
Really?
Really.
Which okay, one? Well, we'll get
I
to
will
it next
reveal
week.
It at another time.
Right. We will take a break, come back with Rob and his magic audio ball right after this. Welcome back, everybody. John is in a basement. Like this song,
yeah.
Always have it.
The vandal took the handle. Man.
Rob's Magic Audio Vault brought to you by Smart Smoke. You know, you bring interns in here, and that clock on the wall just eats all the time up.
It certainly
but
does.
But I'm glad.
Speed
Oscar,
by.
I'm glad we were able to
so
do
I
that.
Thank him.
Smart Smoke is the premium e-cigarette, and it has the nicotine you crave. Does it have all that nasty odor?
Nope.
That nasty secondhand smoke or carcinogens?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we got a lot of people associated with this show that just love them because really, they helped Carla quit the regular cigarettes,
right.
And they helped Mark Gronick do the same thing. Smart Smoke has same-day shipping and a money-back guarantee. Smart Smoke, the smarter alternative to tobacco. 80% less than traditional tobacco products. If you're a cigar lover, try the Belvedere, which lasts as long as 6 double Coronas. If you want to see all the styles, the flavors, and the strengths, and to order your refills, which we do like every third day, just click the Smart Smoke ad on our website. Let's open it for today, Friday, November 6, 2012.
I've had this sitting in the vault for a few weeks, and it came up again on the popping around the internet. A lot of people posted it. I wanted you to hear it because I think this is something that will fascinate you.
This will fascinate you.
One thing that I remember for a long time, even before I worked with you, you think it's funny when someone who has an accent does an American accent.
I thought that started when we broadcast from London, and there was a guy from Capital Radio in London that was doing an impression of us, and he loved it because I would unhinge my jaw every time he would do it.
And I met a guy recently that is from Northern England, almost Scotland, and his impression of America is he says, "Hey, buddy, I have a banana in my hand."
They always do that, "Hey, Pally."
Hey, Pally,
the flat A's,
right? I'm holding a sandwich. Uh-huh. This is a guy, he's Italian, and he recorded some years ago a song that he wanted it to sound like he was singing in English.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There is not a syllable that makes sense in this song, but it sounds like an American country record.
Okay,
and if
that's
you just
a good
listen
setup.
In the background, it sounds like he's singing in America. It starts with a little bit of spoken stuff.
Freezing cold in Ancient Aunt Hughes all. You're the cold maids say one. Freezing cold in Ancient Aunt Hughes all. All right.
It's almost like when you would do Cousin Luigi. It sounds Italian, but it ain't. This is fake English in a song. It's from the 70s, I think.
Well, what is he speaking?
It's gibberish.
Gibberish.
Yeah, this is how American English sounds to Italians.
Weird instrumental
track. Yeah. I just thought you'd like it.
So it would be if we were doing something going...
Precisely. Right. This is the way we sound to Italians.
All right, Nino
Okay, but now that reminded me of something else I wanted to bring up.
Yes.
The closing theme, not the opening theme, but the end of WKRP in Cincinnati was an upbeat rock record.
Yes.
Right.
And did you know that it was actually just a stock piece of music that had what's called a scratch vocal? There is no common sense to the vocal at all, and they just left it in. They would sometimes record a scratch vocal, it's what it's called.
What now? Give us some other, do you know other examples of a scratch vocal?
I'm going to give you the WKRP one right now, but okay. I will tell you, a scratch vocal is a lot of times they will.
Is that like scat?
It's laid over the music.
A lot of times when I do a record a commercial, for example, the producer of the commercial will be the first to voice it, and that voice track is called a scratch track.
It saves the place.
Yeah, it's a place saver for until I get in there and do the voice.
How many times did you watch WKRP in Cincinnati, hear the closing theme, and think they were singing something?
Right.
They're not. Again, this song has no lyrics. Try to make it out.
Wow.
Nothing. It's just cadence.
No words.
Sounds great.
It's a great theme song.
All right, you guys are too nerdy in your explanation.
Just noisy.
This is for everybody else. What this is like
is...
Because they didn't explain it right. Because they got too technical with it. This is like if you had a band and you're trying to demonstrate how the vocal sounds.
Yeah.
You would say, man, na na man, na na man, na na. And when Buzz says holding the place, he was close to it. But what it is just there's a lyric that hasn't been written yet.
Right. In this case.
And they're using the rhythm.
And in this case, they just bagged writing any lyrics.
Right. And it almost sounds to me at the beginning, I always thought it had something to do with the word bartender. I think he says something bartender, but I can't make anything else out.
I like the music.
Yeah.
But that show ran for, I think, 4 or 5 seasons, and no one called them on the fact that the closing theme has no words.
No one ever thought about it, and it really kind of makes you realize that's the end of the show.
Yep.
It's kind of TV.
No one cares.
We've been entertained. KRP's a good show, and that was it. But that it's a placeholder.
That's it.
So when you do it on a commercial, does somebody go...
No, they read the actual copy, and then they remove that voice track, and then I come in and replace it.
And then the cat.
I love KRP.
It's Mary Tyler Moore.
MTM, yeah.
As a kid, when they would replay, I loved
KRP
the show.
Had,
great show.
You know, several moments were, you know, just amazing.
Yeah.
TV comedy history funny.
And absolutely. Bailey Quarter's ahead of Lonnie Anderson.
Oh, yes.
Oh, 100%.
Oh,
yes.
And Gary Sandy ahead of Gordon Jump.
Gordon.
But I digress.
Gordon Jump was Mr. Carlson.
Right. Lucille Bliss, Mike.
Yeah.
She passed at the age of 96, which means she's a cartoon voice artist. When she was doing Smurfette, she created the voice of Smurfette.
The original.
She was doing Smurfette when she was in her 70s.
Probably more your era and maybe Mark's and Oscar's more than mine.
But anyway, here is a Lucille Bliss in action.
My, what a Smurfy morning. I wonder what Gritty's prepared for. Oh, my Smurfness.
Shut the bouquet.
Painter Smurf.
Did you put these flowers here, Painter?
This was not my brushstroke.
Great
cartoon. So she's 70 there.
She had to be in her 70s there.
Oh, I always think, I thought of her like some hot.
Me
like,
too.
Teen.
Yeah. Right. Well, also, you know, in the Smurf movie, the voice was done by Katy Perry. So that's kind of what I envisioned.
Right.
But also, a couple things about
Who's
her.
Who's banging John Mayer now.
Nice. Oh, no.
He is the mayor.
Yeah.
She turned down the opportunity to voice Elroy on the Jetsons because she wouldn't work under a pseudonym. And they didn't want anyone to know that a little boy was being voiced by an old woman.
Hmm.
Oh. Really?
But she turned it down. She also did Anastasia in Cinderella for Disney. And
just
she
an
did,
amazing voice.
If you go back 1,000 years, she was the voice. Do you even remember Crusader Rabbit?
No,
It was the first cartoon that...
Twinkies were 12 cents.
Twinkies were 12 cents. Here's a small clip of
Crusader Rabbit?
Yeah,
wasn't it Jay Ward's first cartoon?
Yes, and he it did was a cartoon Captain Kangaroo used to show Crusader Rabbit.
It was the first animation done specifically
for television.
This
carefully Crusader checked every piece of equipment.
One camp stove, queen puffs, footlocker, canoe, queen puffs.
I believe this segment we ought to fly Al Roker in, and we ought to put a pocket protector on this.
No, that sounded like 102.9.
Now, you're going to see a movie today.
The first.
The last
keep
one.
Track, because we should just keep the total number of 102.9 jokes.
Can you play that again?
We're not even on yet.
Okay, all right. Let's go. Top of the hour, WTNT Fairfax.
Carefully, Crusader checked every piece of equipment.
One camp stove, queen puffs,
Jesus.
Sleeping
bags, oh. You gotta stop that.
All right.
Behave yourself.
All right, that was from the 1950s. Let's go more current. Let's go to the 1860s. You're going to see Lincoln today. Here's Daniel Day-Lewis.
I know how it ends.
I'm going to see Lincoln today.
I bought
today.
This for you.
All right.
This is Daniel Day-Lewis talking about how he prepared to play the Great Emancipator.
The legacy of his writing was hugely important.
Do you think he's going to use that fake accent
no.
when he's Lincoln?
No, we've heard it.
That's right.
The legacy of his writing was hugely important. You get such a sense of him through it's wonderful, not just his speeches, but also stories that he told. And there are many contemporary accounts of those stories, which one assumes are fairly accurate. I mean,
you know, with this role, I'm glad it's Daniel Day-Lewis because this is a guy you can tell that's just Johnny actor.
Sure.
He dives in with every fiber. I mean, you look at No Country for Old Men. I'm sorry. You look at There Will Be Blood.
Yes. Right.
They came out at the same time.
They were
both nominated.
It's a movie about colitis.
Time. And There Will Be Blood, you know, you watch, he just throws himself into, he's so dangerous.
There's
as
one
an actor.
Thing to be disappointed, right? Because the one thing that is consistent in all the writings about Lincoln is that he had a high nasally voice.
Yes.
Yeah. I've heard that.
And four it's like score and yeah. seven. And I would love if they could do that, but yeah, you know they won't.
But that's not a real thing that was
right,
done when they brought
did.
That out.
Yeah, but it is true. And actually, I've heard clips in which Daniel Day-Lewis uses a higher, a slightly more nasal voice to replicate Lincoln's. He did ask about that. He did study that. And he also, to your point about being the consummate actor, engaged in conversations with other actors in character, things that were not in the script, but they discussed actual issues of that day when they weren't filming.
Oh, I also great. Heard that he studied to get that voice mm-hmm. with Lowell Melser.
This is the worst war.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for the invite,
well,
Mary
I'm excited
Todd.
About seeing it. Yeah. I'll have a review on Monday.
Big excitement, Mike. Finally, I think she's going to make a lot of money. Mm-hmm. Nadia Sulman, bless her heart. You know, the Octomom. What she's done not is she's close. Come out with a Christmas record with her kids.
Oh, come on.
Mm. It's
well,
called,
I thought she was doing porn a month ago.
Well, Mike, she's too. Always moving forward.
Unbelievable.
And then backward, one. And then forward, then backward, then forward.
Yeah. Wow.
The band is called the Rocktuplets. And what's so great is it's not any of the Octuplets. It's the six other kids.
Okay.
And this is, I know you love That's Christmas
crazy.
Music.
Yeah.
This is a great song.
Oh, good.
And it's called I'm Ready for Christmas. Here's the Rocktuplets.
Down to Christmas. So ready. Mama told me that Santa is coming. At school we love to watch. At school we love to learn.
By the way, your replays are potted
now
up.
I'm
just so
waiting
you know.
For Christmas to
Jesus,
we wish
annoying.
Her all the best for a most happy holiday.
Like that, mindless, kids. Just like she is.
In Maine,
with a
Mike.
Giant vagine.
In Maine,
like a big, like the vagine is like Little Shop of Horrors.
Do you remember?
Feed me, not,
do you
not
remember so in Maine the chairman of the Republican Party, Charlie Webster?
No, I don't.
Charlie Webster.
Charlie Webster.
He's alleging voter fraud in the election.
Of course he is.
And
is
I think
Angus King, who my family was backing up there, got won the Senate seat.
I think you'll enjoy his logic. This is the head of the GOP in Maine.
For example, in some parts of rural Maine, there were dozens of black people who came in to vote on election day.
Dozens, Mike. Dozens
that's,
of black
rural
people.
Maine, and they walked in with a bus, and we didn't know why they were there.
Where'd
here's
they
more.
Come from?
Here's more.
That's a lie.
Everybody has a right to vote. But nobody in town knows anybody that's black. How did it happen? I don't know. We're going to find out. I think it's a problem. What I'm doing is I'm purchasing a postcard. We're going to mail it in and thank people for registering to vote and see where that comes back.
And I'm
going
to go, by golly.
Everyone knows there's no black people in
that's
town.
That's right. That, no, nobody knows any.
That's right.
And Jesus
so
Christ.
True, though.
I looked over the polling places and because you can believe what I say.
Who are
that's
you?
Right. That's right. My name's, what's his name?
Dick Queasy?
No.
No, you're Charlie
no,
Webster.
I'm Charlie Webster. Webster.
That's right. You're going to send out postcards.
I'm Charlie Webster. And by golly,
postcards?
These voters are illegal.
Hey, were you at Zumba?
Zumba. God.
Actually, you know what? He's absolutely wrong. And on top of it, he's ignorant because if you remember, the Somalis got dropped off there at one
yes,
point.
Yes, that's right.
Because they took political refuge.
And now they're voting.
Right. And Jabril, but, I think Jabril was up for the weekend as well.
He's basing this on nobody that he knows
right.
knows any black people.
Therefore, they do not exist.
That's right. What he needs to do is send out some postcards.
These aren't
hey,
towns.
Mac, look, Mac, send out some postcards.
It's a rural state. Uh-huh. But these are not towns of 15 people.
No.
You know, it's just, it's interesting to
all
see
right.
that.
And we close with, there's a great new application. Finally, Facebook does something great. to help the unemployed. Here's Jimmy Kimmel on a new application on Facebook.
If you're looking for a job, Facebook just launched a new app that might be of use to you. They teamed up with the Department of Labor to create what they call the Social Jobs app. You can browse through something like 2 million job listings. You know it's bad when even Facebook thinks it's time for you to get off your ass and find a job. Facebook also has an app that can help you lose your job. It's called Facebook.
That is your Magic Audio Vault. Great weekend, everybody.
Yeah. Thank you, Rob. We'll take a break. Come back with Buzz and News right after this. Welcome back to MikeAmeraShow.com. How you doing, everybody? I love this song. Hope you love it, too. Time for Buzz Burbank and the News. What do you say? Yeah, I say the same thing. Let's bring him in right now and hit the music. I am so tired. All right.
But in a fun way.
You know
what?
I couldn't tell the way you looked at me when I walked into your kitchen today. It was like, again.
No.
It's you again.
I was looking at Beluga, who was drinking out of Frankie's dish, and Beluga, who had already cleaned the water out of his own dish, and that is sometimes indicative. See, I'm not a pet. I am a pet lover.
Yes, you are.
That is sometimes indicative of the fact that a dog might not be feeling that well, that he's drinking too much water.
Hungover?
He might have got
diabetes, the sugar.
Looked at him and said, roar.
Long weekend in Reno.
Daddy's liquor cabinet. Buzz, what do you have for us?
First, our sponsor. We're brought to you today by TwizGrid, an official sponsor of our Reno stage show. TwizGrid is a free app for your iPad or iPhone that displays Twitter photos in a user-friendly format. You can use TwizGrid to see all the behind-the-scenes action in Reno. You can use it for your own events as well. To see our Reno pictures, just open the Reno Mara album, still no cure. With TwizGrid, you don't have to have a Twitter account to see those pictures. If you do have a Twitter account, you can post comments on the Reno photos from our latest live show. That's TwizGrid, TwizGrid. Find it in the App Store or click the ad on our website.
Yeah, Mike.
Oh, we are uncomfortably close to a war in the Middle East. Bombs are going off in and near Tel Aviv. Over 250 rockets were fired into Israel just yesterday, and over 24 people, including children, have died since Israel started returning fire through airstrikes. The provocation is coming from Gaza, apparently backed by weapons and money from Iran, which would like to distract us from its nuclear program. This latest flirtation with war started earlier this week when an Israeli drone took out a Hamas commander.
Yeah, what it is, there's going to be a ground invasion. That's pretty obvious. Mm-hmm. They're massing along that border, and they're going to go in there, and we'll see what happens. This could be, a lot of people are speculating this might be an excuse for Iran.
Right, exactly.
But they're not ready yet. So if you believe that intel, that's not true. So who knows? It's just
That it's for Iran. It's a distraction. It's a way to keep us busy and expending resources while it further develops its nuclear program.
I wrote this down today. I said, the Middle East, run away. Yeah. In parentheses, run away. Let's just, look, I'm sorry. I'm sorry they don't get along over there.
You
but
always
I think,
quote Andy Garcia.
Just get the hell out of there. Just get the hell out of there.
War, what is it good for?
I mean, really, what has happened to this? How many people have lost their lives in the Middle East because we've gotten involved in places we shouldn't be involved
You're right.
I mean, it's very frustrating.
So far, the U.S. has only said that Israel has a right to defend itself.
Yeah, let them defend themselves.
Now, the CIA is also investigating David Petraeus to see if he used taxpayer money or resources from the agency to promote or hide his affair with Paula Broadwell.
And incidentally, I figured out finally, Buzz, why I don't think that Jill Kelly is a hottie.
Why?
Piranha mouth.
Oh.
She got the piranha mouth.
Yeah.
You ever see all those pictures of her where she's like this?
Yeah, and never trust a woman who has pointed teeth.
Well, yes. Yeah, no, she's lost me. She's lost me on personality, and I read somewhere her nickname is now, because of this story, people are referring to her as Jill Catfight Kelly.
Yeah, nasty lady.
Sounds like a 1930s boxer.
The CIA.
Did you read what she asked that guy that she was trying to do a deal at the Republican National Convention? She's trying to do a deal. $80 million.
Yeah, right.
What?
Yes,
Jesus.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened.
Let me skip ahead to that. Okay. It's in here somewhere. Oh, yeah. We also learned that Broadwell tried to use her connection with Petraeus to sell the government her services as a submachine gun consultant.
I think Broadwell's a hottie.
But she lost that deal by asking for a ridiculous $80 million for a consulting fee.
So yeah, she would be Machine Gun Kelly.
Now, well, see, Jill Kelly, I didn't think she had the piranha teeth. She's kind of like that fake. She kind of has that silicone look to her. The Broadwell lady was a legitimate author. She's written legitimate pieces. And she kind of looked like I saw a picture of her.
She looks sexy.
She was shooting a machine gun, and it might have moved.
Yeah, speaking of legitimate pieces,
this is Joe Kelly. This is the Socialite, right?
The Socialite.
She wanted $80 million.
Yeah, I think
Socialite. No, it was Broadway. I'm sorry, it was Broadwell who asked for the 80.
Oh
no, no, no! That is not true. No, that is Jill Kelly who went to the Republican National Convention, mm-hmm. sat in the VIP area,
right.
and had a meeting with this guy. I forgot what his last name was. Mm-hmm. Victor Smith might be the name of the gentleman that she was talking right. to, who works in the conversion of coal to gas industry. And then she had a meeting with this guy and said, "I can introduce you with my honorary title.
Right.
What was it, consul or whatever?"
Yeah.
And that's Jill Kelly that did that. And she said, "I can introduce you to South Korean leaders because I'm connected to General Petraeus, and your brokerage fee will be $80 million. And this guy, Victor, went, so long,
well,
biatch.
Exactly. And they saw her as a rookie for asking for that much money for
right.
that for that.
So it wasn't Broadwell. No.
I apologize for that.
Broadwell was just the lady that, you know, wrote the book about Petraeus and was banging Petraeus.
In the end, as you said, it didn't happen. Mm-hmm. Now, the CIA
banged
probe.
Him in the end.
The CIA probe that has begun into Petraeus is in addition to the investigations by the FBI, the Pentagon, and Congress. Petraeus is meeting with Congress today behind closed doors to talk about the discrepancies in the explanations of what happened in Benghazi in that attack that killed four of our people, including a beloved ambassador. They will also ask Petraeus, Congress will, about his affair and what effect it might have had on his judgment. Petraeus says he spilled no government secrets in the classified documents that he shared with Paula Broadwell. Mm-hmm. By the way, it now appears there will not be a Watergate-type committee to look in to the Benghazi mess.
Now, the reason for that.
The meeting.
Yes, it's very important to point out that the general will be speaking behind closed doors.
Not public.
Anytime Rob can dig up Charlie Rich.
Keep that
the hard thing was finding the shovel.
keep that handy.
You got it.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
There's some confidence that behind closed doors, our lawmakers will reach a compromise.
Yes.
To help us avoid the fiscal cliff.
Oh my God! Hey, how you doing, boys?
Hey, you're back.
I sure love the Charlie Rich.
I know you do.
Keep up the good work, boys.
Thanks.
People are trying to avoid him.
Yeah.
We're hearing signs of compromise from both sides, but publicly, those lawmakers are talking as dividedly as the voters have. House conservatives say they're getting reelected is a sign that people want them to fight any tax hikes, including taxes for the rich. A silly position to take since
and
a majority
we get behind closed doors
and you let your hair hang down. All right,
that's way too much of that
horny little song by Charlie Rich.
So
Charlie Rich,
conservatives,
huge rager,
and she lets me know that I'm a man.
I just indicated his penis size. What a treat for everyone on Ustream,
Charlie Rich.
So conservatives in the House are digging.
You gonna miss them this weekend?
Not at all.
Yeah.
We have spent.
Nobody will.
We have now spent 12 consecutive days together.
Yeah, I need a
couple
I need
of days off.
48 Rob-free hours.
Even I do.
So conservatives in the House are digging in their heels, saying no tax increases, not even for the rich, which is a silly position to take since a majority of voters in both parties think the rich should pay more than they have been lately. Republicans feel that they're getting reelected gives them a mandate to do this. President Obama, meanwhile, says his reelection means he won't give up his fight to raise taxes on the rich. But Democrats in the House say that although they like the president's plan, they are not married to it and won't be delivering any ultimatums. Even the president says there's wiggle room on exactly where the lines are drawn.
Mm-hmm.
The president's meeting today with John Boehner and other important faces from Capitol Hill to talk about Cliff and the economy in general and cutting the government's debt by cutting its budget.
All right.
Okay. I know. We gotta,
Jesus
hey,
Christ,
it's,
Buzz.
Hey, if
that's
if,
heavy news, if, man. If, I mean, if, it's Friday for Christ's sake.
I bet a kicker's coming up though.
So don't mention Mike's taxes going up by $3,000 in 6 weeks. Okay,
is that going to happen for sure?
Only
did someone just wake Oscar?
If they don't reach agreement, it is.
Oh,
is
this going sideways?
Is this going to happen for sure?
I talked about this with Todd yesterday because we
yours,
did Tech
411.
I sat there and I was like. Well, and because Shannon didn't understand the fiscal cliff, and I said, "Well, it's a guy from an old TV show." But aside from that, I said Todd's taxes will go up, but ours won't if everything works out. And Todd's like, "Thanks, Oscar."
That's good.
And then Todd says what he always says. No.
Everybody's taxes go up if this doesn't work out. Now, the Tea Party's gotten a lot of support from people hoping to change politics and government. It isn't working. A Tea Party lawmaker from Tennessee was just reelected, partly because of his family values preaching. But Republican Congressman Scott Day, and stick with me for the pronunciation of his name, it's French, I believe, Scott DeYarlis, has now admitted to having 6 extramarital affairs while helping his wife through 2 abortions.
Oh, my God.
Your family values candidate, ladies and gentlemen. The lawmaker, who's also a doctor, apparently banged 3 coworkers, 2 of his patients, and a drug rep.
A doctor, too?
Yes.
Those doctors make me nervous.
Well, Tennessee doctor.
Tennessee doctor.
Probably a horse doctor.
Howdy.
Other news fast. Butterball says it will fire employees who are caught abusing the birds before killing them for your Thanksgiving.
Oh, is that happening again?
An undercover video shows Butterball workers kicking and stomping the live birds.
Oh, see, that's crap. I hate that. I those idiots that are in those factories.
They're taking cabs home from the airport.
You!
Oh, boy.
It's 3 edits if you're keeping track.
Yeah.
Some Walmart workers are planning a walkout at Walmart and a protest on Black Friday.
Good.
It's over pay, scheduling, and health care. Walmart
says... I'm
glad
they're doing this.
Walmart says it's so few employees, you won't even notice as a shopper. Labor experts say... you'll notice this.
I think that's the only way they get their attention. I mean, Walmart has a history of really taking advantage of their employees.
That's
so,
true.
Hey, Black Friday, stick it to them.
Speaking of which, on the Friday after Thanksgiving, we're doing our podcast at midnight.
Yes.
To bring the savings to you.
Oh, I say we started at 8 p.m. on Thanksgiving Day.
You know, really, for the people that might be concerned that we're thinking about going to Walmart, I'd like to point out that the Amazon people are getting ready for a very wonderful Cyber Monday.
Do we have a second? Because I have a thought on this.
Yes.
I reported yesterday that 90% of the Black Friday sale items are the same items at the same prices that were available last year. There are very few new bargains to be had.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy out there. Possible protests at Walmart. Stay home. Relax. Enjoy the day. Shop Amazon.
Amen.
Don't fight those crowds.
But make sure you go through the Mike O'Mara Show.
And I made that change free on the website.
Oh, is it easier
it's
now?
It's very easy.
Oh, great job, awesome. Mark. Thank you.
Just make a Bellini and shop with your computer.
Absolutely.
And prosecutors in Denver have now joined prosecutors in Boulder in announcing they will stop processing simple marijuana possession cases. 10 days ago, voters approved the legislation the legalization of possession of small amounts of weed.
The only thing I feel about this legalization, I want to see it get legal to the extent where we don't have those horrible people in Mexico controlling the drug trafficking.
Right.
I mean, you don't
history
want
history will bear
people.
You out. And I think you
bless
know
you, Oscar.
Bless you. Sorry. I think in 10 years you might see it.
I hope so.
I think so.
I really
hope
so too. Finally, math class was never like this.
Oh.
A high school teacher is in trouble, a woman, in trouble for using sex as a teaching tool in algebra class.
Mm. Like John Cleese in The Meaning of Life.
That's right.
Frustrated, trying to explain...
What's wrong with a simple kiss, boy?
I love that scene.
Frustrated, trying to explain the X plus Y intercept, she asked the class, how about if I get naked?
Hey, now.
She removed her high-heeled shoe and put it on a boy's desk.
Oh,
how
my.
About, she continued, I pour this water over my body and you can lick it off.
Wow.
And then she gave the water bottle that special favor for the benefit of the class.
Really? Did she ever really get naked?
Pretended. No, she never did. She offered to and took off her shoe and said provocative things and then pretended to give a water bottle a special favor.
Wow.
Oh, I almost forgot. It's from Florida.
Oh, no, it is.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
You know, as much as, and she was probably fired, right?
Oh, yeah.
She was fired, sure. But boy, how about those boys in that class that will never forget her?
That's right. Never.
So, have a good weekend, everybody. Our show today was brought to you by Encore Insurance Services,
Encore.
LLC. Official sponsor of our live stage show.
And also
this coming
sponsor,
November 10th.
Official sponsor of our Raw series.
Oh, the Raw series. Yes. That's wonderful.
That's great. And also they made the main trip possible and the State Theater too.
We love them. If you need a free quote, visit smartterm.com or call 866-347-5748. They'll compare rates to help you save. Licensing and disclaimer info at smartterm.com. We are so proud and grateful to be sponsored again by Encore Insurance Services.
Always.
We'll see you in a couple of days.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, just before we go, would it be cool if I hung out today?
Not a chance.
Okay. Sorry.
Have a great weekend. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So long.
I listen for your footsteps.
The Beatles.